CrossFit School of Sweat Podcast, episode 49. Today I'm going to talk about my approach to a strength day workout or a heavy day. As you guys know, we do these maybe once a week, sometimes more than once a week, and the movements vary. Some days it may be a lift, like a deadlift or a clean. Other days it could be a squat, front squat, back squat, overhead squat. Other days it could be one of the pressing movements like a shoulder press or a bench press or maybe a push press. So either way, the strength format that we use is random. We mix it up and we do it about once a week, but different variations. We might do a pressing one the first week of a month, and we might not do a pressing one the rest of the month because our other strength days were lifts or squats. So whatever the case is, but we do work on building strength. The approach I like to take on a strength day is to do the best you can do that day. I just got done doing a strength workout. It was a front squat workout, which is, I'm recording this on Saturday afternoon. I just did our workout for Monday, which is front squat strength day. So how should you approach a strength day workout? Well, as far as I'm concerned, you come in, you do your general warm-up, and to be completely honest with you, a lot of times on strength day, I don't even do the general warm-up. I just go through my pre-workout stretching routine that I like to do, and depending on what we're going to be emphasizing that particular day, I may stretch that area a little bit more. So today it was legs because I was doing front squats. So I spent a little extra time stretching my legs. And then anyways, after our general warm-up though, and you're ready to start the workout, you need to do a gradual build of the move. So I wrote down what I did as I was doing it today because I knew I was going to record this later just so I could share it with you guys. The strength workout itself today for front squats was one set of five, one set of three, and then one set of one. So I know a lot of people will immediately think, ooh, one, time to set a new PR. No, that is the wrong attitude to take. A strength day workout is not a day where your focus should be setting a new PR, whether it's a new one rep max, a new three rep max, five rep max, whatever it is. Setting a new max is not the goal. Doing a good quality workout session is the goal. So that workout, five, three, and one, is a total of nine squats for the workout. I'm going to go through with you, but to let you know, I did 66 squats prior to the nine that actually counted. And how I did this was I did 10 reps each of, and then I'd take about a minute in between each of these sets. But I would do 10 reps of air squat. Then I did 15 pounds using the training bar in the front rack position. Then a 30-pound dumbbell in the front rack position. And then a 45-pound barbell in the front rack position. So I was working on squatting, lightweight, a lot of reps. That was 40 reps right there, and I've only got to the weight of an empty bar. I'm working on my squat technique. I'm keeping my posture in right alignment. I'm keeping my spine engaged properly, dropping down in there. The hips are working. I'm keeping my weight balanced. All that stuff is practice and getting and primer and getting ready to squat for load. So then I started to put some weight on the bar. I did three more sets. These were all of seven reps each. I did 75 pounds, then 105, and then 135. Those were all seven reps. Maybe a couple of minutes in between now. I'm taking a little bit more on my break in between these sets because the loading is getting a little heavier. And I'm building still. I'm building up the weight. I'm working up to it gradually. I'm not just going to come in, throw 45s on the bar right off the bat and start squatting 135. No, I'm going to build and work my way up there. So now I'm 61 squats in and I'm still not done warming up. And I'm up to 135 pounds. So then I put another 10 on each side. I got it to 155 and I did a set of five, because five now is what my first set that's going to count is. So, and I'm, my load for me, that's getting up there. So that's where I'm going to work with my fives for warm-ups. I did that set of five and finished that set, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to go up much more than that. So I feel like I'm pretty much ready. My next set is going to be the five that counts. And so that was my last set of warm-ups, was the five reps at 155. So then I added 10 pounds to each side of the bar. I did my five that counted at 175. And went smooth, went nice. But I didn't want to jump too much for the set of three, just because that's the way it felt. And also my rest period now is more like 3 to 4 minutes in between each one. And I also want to point out that when I'm on my rest period in between these sets, all of them actually, the all the way back to the air squat sets, I'm on my feet, I'm kind of walking around, pacing, listening to the music, whatever, petting the dog, you know, whatever I'm doing, but I'm on my feet and I'm still kind of moving. I'm not going to sit and let my body and my muscles just relax. I want to keep the blood flowing, keep the body moving, keep the legs moving lightly so that they don't start to get stiff or the muscles start to, you know, just lose their elasticity from all the stretching and the squatting that I've been doing. I want to stay primed and ready. So I did my three, did my one, and then I felt really good. So I did one extra of the one reps, even a little bit heavier than the one I had done. Turns out my one rep, the bonus one I did, actually tied my personal best ever. Had no idea what it was though, because you know what? I didn't even look to see what my numbers were before I started this workout. I didn't look in the Zen Planner to see what I did last time, to see what my max is or anything like that. It was all based off of how I felt today. And then I'll go and put the numbers in and compare and review and assess how I did compared to previously. So when I got to that last one and I did 205, I had no idea if that was a PR or not, because I hadn't checked and seen what my PR was. Turns out it tied it. So I'm taking that and I'm good enough with that. I'm not going to try to beat it today. And I know I always say, you know, on a strength day, you haven't maxed out until you've failed. That's 100% true. Today, I'm not interested in maxing out. I got to a 205. I'm happy with that. I'm good to go. I don't need to try to beat it. I'm satisfied with what I did. And that's the approach. So it took me a good 40 minutes to do all this squatting. So if you factor in the warm-up and your stretching and everything else, that's about the time of our 50-minute class. So that's why a strength day takes as long as it does, or should take as long as it does, because I did three actual working sets and it took me 40 minutes to get them done. So lots of squatting prior to the work. So really utilize that time. It's time not just to squat for heavy load, but it's squat practice. Squat practice so that when you get to those heavy loads, you're ready to do them correctly. Because if you're just going to come in and just try to go too heavy, too quick, and you're not ready for it, you're not going to squat well. And if you're moving right, the bar is light. So keep yourself in a good position. Practice, practice, practice technique, and then the strength comes. That's all I got for today. Hope you have a good one. See ya.